Amen. Amen. It's good that we can worship together.
感谢上帝，我们今天早上能够一起来敬拜他。
Chinese and English ministry, we're getting ready for heaven.
反正讲中文讲英文，我们都是在为了天使天鹅。
Praise the Lord. Well, I want to invite you to go on a journey with me. We began a series in the book of Genesis, studying the life of Abram.
今天早上想邀请你们来跟我一起行这样一个旅程。我们开始来看创世纪里面亚伯兰的一个信心的生活。
And we're studying what it means to live by faith, and what it means to live as a Christian in all worlds.
我们在看到底过一个信心的生活是怎么样的样子，然后成为在这个世界里面作为基督徒应该是怎么样。
And today we are in, call it like a chapter in Abram's life dealing with conflict.
今天我们看到的是在亚伯兰的生命里面他所碰到的一个人际人与人之间的冲突。
Let's pray together.
我们先祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time, and we thank you that we can remember your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
父神，我们感谢你，让我们今天有这样的时间，有这样的机会，能够来纪念到你的爱子耶稣基督。
We pray now that He will speak to us through the pages of Scripture.
我们求你今天早上借着你自己的话语来对我们说话。
And transform us into His image.
来改变我们，使我们有耶稣的形象。
So that we'll not be the same when we leave here.
当我们今天离开这里的时候，我们生命不再一样。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名来说。
Amen.
Our roadmap is scripture today. We're going to look at, as you see, the large body of information. We're going to observe. And then at the end, we're going to draw some conclusions and lessons that we know. Learn from the passage.
今天要带领大家先来看圣经上要跟我们讲什么的，然后最后我们再看。这圣经上的经文怎么样影响到我们 的生活？
Grab your pen and your paper. I know for the English side, especially among the youth, we have some fill in the blank. So stay with me. Make sure you have a pen.
如果你有纸笔的话，请拿出来。尤其是英文部的人，手上应该有。应该有张可以填进去。
I can remember it was just like yesterday.I was a young minister. I had just graduated from the Bible College, and I was dispatched in the remotest part of Jamaica.
当我神学院刚毕业之后，他们差我到牙买加里面偏僻的地方。这个经历好像是很像昨天一样。
I was excited and pretty nervous at the same time.
我说非常紧张，可是也非常兴奋。
And I was supposed to be under the wings of a seasoned pastor.
那时候我应该是要跟随一个很有经验的牧师。
I had my young bride-to-be. She came with me to visit this pastor.
那时候我与我的太太刚要进入婚姻，然后她也来与我一起来探访这个牧师。
And we were pretty excited. Really, you know, looking forward to the out. Looking forward.
所以我那时候我很兴奋，很准备想要进入到这个神的事中里面。
When we were there, we noticed that the couple had a problem. They were always fighting.
就当我们到了这个牧师那边的时候，我发现他们家里有问题，他们牧师夫妻之间常常有争吵。
When dinner was served, we had dinner, but the husband did not.
当这个牧师，当那个师傅给我们管餐的时候，我们桌上都有一盘食物，可是这个牧师自己没有。
It was a very awkward feeling.
那时候给我一个很不舒服的一个感觉。
Soon after we finished, we ate, and my girlfriend was washing up the plates. Then a wife came up and she was crying. She said, "Hit me."
那我们吃完晚餐，然后我当时的女朋友就先太太当时在洗碗的时候，这个师母过来跟我讲说：“你知道发生什么事情吗？我先生刚刚打我。”
Did I say I was a young minister?
那你跟你们弟弟说，我那时候还很年轻，才刚进入这样的事工吗？
When I heard that, oh!
然后我听到这样的时候，我整个人就呆住了。
I didn't know what to say. I wish the earth would swallow me up right away.
那个时候我不知道要说什么，我希望这个地球突然就出现一个峡谷把我吞进去。
While I was thinking, I hope my wife to be didn't see that.
So she thinks I'm going to do that to her. Praise God, they sit together today. Praise God, they
sit
together today.
But conflict, we have it in church, we have it in family. Being a Christian doesn't immunize us against conflict. Now, as we come to the life of Abraham, we know that for many of us, he is the father of the faith. So, a bit of recapping here for those who are joining us for the first time.
给大家一个背景，有些人是第一次听到这个。
God invited Abraham to go with him on a journey.
上帝邀请亚伯拉罕进入到这样一个信心的旅程。
And God appeared to Abraham right here in the land of Ur.
当亚伯拉还在乌尔的时候，上帝就向他显现。
And he told him, "Listen, I want you to leave your family, your nation, your people, and follow me."
上帝跟他讲说，你要离开你的本父本家，离开这里来跟随我。
That was a bold call.
这是一个需要充满勇气的一个呼召。
And God promised him that I'm going to bless you, I'm going to give you a land, and I'm going to make you a great nation, and through you, all the peoples of the earth will be blessed.
上帝跟亚伯兰讲说，我要赐福于你，我要使你成为大国，我要赐予你全地，所有其他的万国都要因你而得福。
We know if you're familiar with biblical history of salvation, what God was about to do is touching down in time.About to redeem mankind, and he starts with one man.
如果你知道整本圣经的结构的时候，你就知道上帝在这个时候拣选了一个人，为了要拯救全世界，拯救所有的人类。
So many of us who are here today who are saved, this is our daddy, the father of our faith.
所以，如果你今天已经是基督徒，已经得了神的拯救的时候，亚伯兰是我们信心之父。
And so we know his journey.And he came to Haran with his parents, and his dad died. And then he came to Palestine, right there in Bethel.
所以他从乌尔到哈兰，在哈兰他的父亲去世之后，他到了现在的巴勒斯坦，在伯特利那边。
Now, when Moses was writing Genesis, he was writing preparing the people of Israel coming out of Egypt to go into the Promised Land.
当摩西在写创世纪的时候，他在写给犹太人，来准备他们从埃及地进入到迦南地。
And he wanted them to understand and learn lessons that even as they go into this pagan country, lessons even from their father, the patriarch.
所以摩西想要提醒这个族群，当他们进入到这样一个外邦的领地的时候，他们的以前的祖先学到的功课。
In chapter 12, we are told when he came to Palestine, there was a famine in the land.
所以在第十二章的时候，你看到亚伯兰他进入到迦南地，就现在巴勒斯坦，说那里有当地有饥荒。
As a result of that, the natural thing to do is to go down to Egypt.
所以在那时候，问亚伯兰，对来说最直接的想法就是说，我们要到有水有田的地方，就到埃及。
And we learned that this was not a good idea.
可是我们发现这不是一个很好的主意。
For Abraham's faith, let's say he was pretty young at this time, and he told his wife, "You look good, and I know they want to kill me to take you away from me. So here's what we're gonna do. This is the plan. Just tell them that you're my sister."
那这时候亚伯兰他还年轻，所以他们在埃及的时候，他就跟他太说：“你长得太漂亮了，所以我们需要一个计划，要不然我会被杀。所以你就对外面说你是我的妹。”
Well, as an obedient wife, she went along.
作为一个顺服的妻子，这个萨拉就听了他先生的话。
And that got them in a lot of mess.
结果导致他们进入了一个很复杂的一个问题里面。
The window saw her feel, yes, I agree, she looks good, and favor at her in his house.
所以当埃及的法老看到亚伯兰的妻子之后，他就说，没错，我觉得这个女的太漂亮，所以要把这个女的加到我的后宫里面。
But praise be to God who protected Abraham and Sarah because the promise of the Son of God was in them.
感谢主，因为上帝他亲自保守了亚伯兰跟他的妻子，因为从亚伯兰跟他的妻子，神的救赎计划将从那里开始。
So now as we come to chapter 13, we are told that he came back into the land and journeyed from Egypt, every first time place.Back into the land and
centralizing
again in
Bethel.
So in chapter
13,
we see
that
Abraham returned from Egypt to Palestine. This is the Jordan River coming up from Galilee and it flows into the Dead Sea right here. This area is a bit fertile.
如果你知道当地 的一个地理的话，你知道中间那条河是约旦河流进死海，那在那一带的时候是还蛮富裕的一块地。
So before we even dive in, there's a lesson to learn because this is full back in God's will.
所以有一个东西我们要看到是说，当亚伯兰回来的时候，他是重新进入到上帝的应许里面。
When he went to Egypt, he did not consult God, but no, he's back in the will of God.
当他逃到埃及的时候，他并没有来呼求神，而现在我看到他回到伯特利，回到神的旨意中间。
As he came back, we are told one of the things that he did was he offered worship.
当你看到他回到伯特利的时候，他做的第一件事情，他除了台再次来敬拜神。
It's very difficult to worship when you're in the bar and drink.
那如果你在喝酒，在酒吧里面喝酒的时候，事实上是一个很难敬拜神的时候。
It's easier to worship when you're in the will of God.
所以当你在神的旨意里面的时候，敬拜就成了一个很简单的事情。
Let's look carefully in verse one. Let's observe some stuff.
我们先看三章第一节，我们来观察一些事情。
There's another person, another character in the story, chapter 13 here, and his nephew Lot with him.
十三章第一节，你看到有另外一个角色，就是他的侄子罗德与他们在一起。
In verse 2, we are told that his name is Abraham at this time. He was very rich in livestock and in silver and gold.
在这时候，亚伯兰，他的名字还是亚伯兰，不是亚伯拉罕。然后你看到他这时候还有很多的牲畜跟金银。
Now this is the writer is setting up a backdrop that leads to the conflict.
那个在这里的作者在这里要先把一个背景跟他讲说为什么会从他们之间会出现这样一个冲突。
By the way, how did he get so rich?
大家想想他为什么他突然会变得这么的富有。
But we're told in chapter 12 that Pharaoh blessed Abraham with material things as a result because of his wife.
你看到是在第十二章，因为撒来的关系，法老不止没有惩罚亚伯兰，反而还祝福他们，给他们许多的牲畜跟牛羊。
In verse 3, we are told that he journeyed south as far as Bethel and he pitched his tent because this was a sojourner between Bethel and Ai.
所以你看到第三节他讲到亚伯兰从南地往前走，最后在伯特利跟爱神中间，就是原本他搭帐篷的地方停了下。
Now this is a little bit tricky here.When it comes to names are crucial, especially when we come to historical narrative.
我们在看旧约的时候，地名跟名字是有它的重要性的。
And last week we looked at how when he came into the land, how he was like spiritually mapping out the land that would become for his generation.
上次我们看到，当他进入到迦南地的时候，不只是一个地理上的位置，而是一个属灵的地图。
Though the name Bethel is here, it was given technically later down the road.
虽然说伯特利这个名字现在有在这里写下来，可是事实上这个伯特利的命名是在这件事情发生之后才命名的。
The word Bethel means the house of God.
伯特利所代表的意思就是神的殿。
In verse 4, we are told that he built an altar and he called on the name of God, and we saw that he was going public with his faith.
所以回到第四节的时候，他在这里所谓坐禅，在这里求告耶和华的名，他所做的就是向这个世界所宣布他是属于耶和华神的。
And this was kind of unique because the other pagans living in the land, they worshipped idols that they could see, but here is someone worshipping one that you cannot see.
这对于当时人来讲是很特别的事情，因为在当时的外邦人所敬拜的是人手所造可看见的偶像，可是亚伯拉在这里敬拜的是人所看不见的，是为什么？
In verse 5 we are told that Lot went with Abram as flocks and herds and tents also.
第五节我们看到和亚伯拉同行的罗德同样也有许多的产业。
Now I showed you a picture what the land kind of looked like, the barrenness and dryness, and plus with the pagan living in the land, there is not any areas for food.
大部分江南地大部分基本上就像这张图片看到的，是一个旷野。那在当时有许多其他的外邦人在那里，所以水土实际上是一个很珍贵的资源。
And so verse 6 says that the land was not able to support them.That they might dwell together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together.
第六节告诉你说，他们的财物实在是多到这个地没有办法容下他们住在一起。
What else in verse 7, verse 8? Abram, a godly man, as we compare Abram and Lot, we're going to see the difference between them.
这第七节、第八节就看到一个属于神的人跟一个属于世界的人的差别在哪里。
We are told in verse 7 that there was a strife between the earth men.
第七节你看到亚伯兰跟罗德他们底下的牧人里面起了纠纷。
In the latter part of verse 7, this is interesting. You may have want to ask, why is this given here? The Canaanites and the Perizzites that dwelt in the land.
第七节后面给了你一个细节，就是我们想说这个细节为什么给。他这里讲到说，当时迦南人和比利洗人还住在那地。
In other words, the unbelievers are watching.These two guys, what they do, what's going on?
你可以基本上是在告诉你说，外邦人不信的人，他们在看这样一个组成的这族群在做。
And of course, the land originally belongs to them.
哎，这些这个外这一块迦南地原本是属于迦南人跟比利洗。
Notice Abram's reaction. In verse 8, he says, "Lot, please, let there be no strife between you and me."And between my earthmen and your earthmen, for we are brethren, we are family.
你看到第八节，亚伯兰对罗德说：“我们之间不要争吵，因为我们是弟兄，我们是至亲。”
Interesting word strife, because it's the same thing that the Israelites later did with God. They strive with God in the desert, complaining over what.
所以这个纷争这个字是不止在这里有用。当后来你看到。以色列人他们出埃及进到迦南地的时候，他们也常常说他们与神纠纷，与神纷争。
Notice how Abraham solved the problem. We're going to get more into it later when we talk about lessons. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. You go to the left, then I'll go to the right, and if you go to the right, I will go to the left.
要不然就像罗德说，权力都在你面前吗？你若向左，就向右；你若向右，我就向左。
Sometimes we do get picky in verse 10 because we're told, Lot, and you can imagine as a young man, he said, yeah, this is what I want. Notice the verb. He lifted his eyes, he saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered, like what? Like, before God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, it was like the garden of God.Our Lord, and then it looks like Egypt where he was coming from.
我发现罗德年轻，他讲说我的选择权，我先选。他就举目观看，看见整个约旦河，整个平原，直到所有都有水灌溉，好像耶和华的院子一样，也好像当初他们离开埃及的那地方的故里。
No, let's identify with Lot here. I can't resist the temptation, but Lot is just like us. He's a businessman. He's looking for prosperity.
我们来认识一下罗德这个人。罗德他身上就跟我们很像。
He's looking out for his family.
他在乎就是他的财产，在乎是他的家人。
And when he looked around him, he saw desert, and he saw stones, but he saw greenery over there. Those are the ones tomorrow.
对他看一看，看到后面是旷野是岩石，然后他往那边看，看到的是丰富的平原，他看到的是索多玛跟厄瓜。
We are told that Lot parted and he moved his tent in verse 12, dwelt there in the cities of the plain of Sodom.
所以罗德他选了约旦河海的东边，向东边行，最后住在了索多玛城里面。
In verse 13, we are given a commentary that the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord.
十三节，你看到圣经对索多玛城讲的是说，索多玛人是罪大恶极的。
If I were to fast forward the tape a little bit, we are told that he just kind of drift closer to the city, and then by the time we read him in chapter 19, he's living in the city.
在这里，你看到他是渐渐的。往东移，渐渐往东移，到十九节的时候，你发现他已经住在索多玛城里面。到十九章的时候
，Sin can take us further than where we want to go。
罪恶有时候可以带领我们到一个我们没有想要去的地方。
I want us to observe that he did not even consult God about the decision。
想让你们看见他在做这个决定的时候，并没有来寻求神。
Well。It's a painful, but life goes on. In verse 14, we are told that the Lord appeared to Abram again.
那第十四节，你看到耶和华神向亚伯兰再次的显现。
And he told him, "Listen, everywhere you look is yours."
他向他说，你要看，你所看到的地方都属于你。
Nothing like waiting upon the Lord to give you the thing that you already want to give.
等待神有时候给我们的就是上帝所要丰富富裕的给我们。
In addition to that, we are told that God expanded or explained more the blessings that He already told you that He's going to give.
然后你在这里看到神再一次向亚伯兰确立并且扩张他的应许。
All right, let's take some notes now.One of the first things that we want to see as we look at this passage in dealing with conflict and living by faith, in the picture that is painted, there's a picture of God, of sovereign and providential in His work. When
we look at this passage, the author is going to tell us that no matter what we do in our lives, He has His sovereign authority, He has His sovereign authority, He has His sovereign authority to lead us.
So the first thing that we see, and when we talk about God's sovereignty and providential working, we're talking that despite man's failure as Abraham went on to Egypt, God still protected him and God brought blessings upon him.
所以当我们来看到神的主权跟神的工业的时候，你看到在亚伯兰的生命里面，虽然说他们按照这一直进入到了埃及，神还是保守了他们，神还是带领他们。
So God gave him possessions and God protected his wife, but God also brought him back to the promised land.
所以上帝不只是赐予了他财产，上帝重新带领他们回到上帝的旨意里面。
Before saying that, God also reconfirmed and also expanded his promise to Abraham, but he also accomplished his purpose.
对的，所以神不只是重新确认他与亚伯兰的应许，他还能够成就在他身上的旨意。
Now this is important because it's very easy for us to think that, oh, Abraham messed up when he came up rich.
我们要这样小心，因为有时候我们会想说，哦，原来犯了错之后可以出来就会更有财富。
Yes, like a young person who said, yes, I can go with this person, I could shut up and then ask God for forgiveness, but then there is a.
有些人可能说，那这样的话，那我就要故意去犯错，然后神会保守我，让我然后来赐福于我。
It's like I go with my friends and I do whatever I want to do, but then there is hurt, that this body has scars, or there is emotional scars. Yes, God forgives, but there is scars.
你可能想说，那这样我就跟我朋友一起去做一些不好的事情，上帝将会保守我。可是有时候我们忘记了在这里。里面有一个人受到了创伤。
In this juncture in Abram's life, we are seeing that salvation really depends on God, not on Abram. So even when he was messed up, God was still holding him.
所以在亚伯兰的生命里面发现，原来救恩不是在于我们的行为，是在于上帝他的主权。虽然说亚伯兰他失败了，但是上帝还是保守他，带领他。The
lesson for us here is that, you know, I remember when I was a young believer, and I sinned and I thought, oh man, I lost my salvation. And the devil comes and says, you're not a Christian, don't you? You're not a Christian.
所以就让我们看到说，就有时候我们可能犯错，当我们还是作为年轻基督徒，犯错之后，撒旦就来指责我们。
Maybe you are here and you've done some not so nice things, and but you think that, oh, God doesn't love me anymore. What you need to do is what the Lord said in 1 John 1 9, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
如你所要做的，像约翰一书里面讲的，神是信实的，是公义的。如若悔改我们赦免，他就必赦免我们。Some
of us are here, we're still living in the past.
我们当中有些人还活在我们的过去里面。We're
still dabbling in sin.
我们还活在我们的罪恶当中。God
is calling you back to His will.
神要来呼召你进入到他的旨意里面。To
walk on the narrow path.
走在那窄路上。The
path of righteousness.
那一条路会带你进入到公义，进入到平安的路。That
is good. Let's look at the next lesson here. Lesson on conflict. Let's look at some spiritual ingredients to deal with conflict.
我们怎么样可以从冲突里面看到属灵成长的成分呢？
If I were to ask any insider who have never experienced conflict, raise your hand.
如果我问你们说，你们当中有没有人从来没有进入过冲突，人与人之间冲突的话，请你举手。
Alright, I don't see any hand.
没有看到任何人举手。Yes,
even David and Wayne have experienced conflict.
就连David跟惠美都有在家都有冲突。Yeah.
And they have experienced conflict.
Amen. 连我都有，我在家都有冲突。Conflict,
yeah, not bad in itself. 冲突本身它并不是一件不好的事情。But how do you deal with conflict is a different.
可是你怎么样来处理人与人之间冲突？I
like the way Abraham dealt with it.
我喜欢亚伯兰处理这件事情的方式。
The first thing that we want to see is that Abraham, he took the initiative and he came up with a sensible plan.
你看亚伯兰，他知道他是有一个明智、有一个聪明的计划，而且他是主动的来解决这样的问题。
He didn't just sweep it underneath the carpet and just leave it there and go to sleep, because you know that that would keep us festering and festering and festering.
他并不是好像假装什么事情都没发生就让它过去。
We are told actually, even in the church in Philippi, that there are two sisters who could not get along.
你在看腓立比书的时候，你发现在腓立比书里面有两个姐妹，她们也在争吵。
And Paul wrote to the Philippians and said, encourage them, help these sisters to get along because of the name of Christ.
所以保罗在写腓立比书的时候，劝勉教会说，你要帮助他们，使他们和平，因为他们名字记录在生命册上。
So Abraham had a good idea, a good plan, and he took the initiative, even as a leader, but also notice his attitude.
所以作为一个领导者，他主动来解决这样的问题，就是你要注意的就是你看到他的态度是有谦卑的态度。
Did you say Abraham is the leader?
你刚才说他是一个领导者。
Those who know me very well know that I am not perfect. Okay. And if I were in Abraham's shoes and I'm the boss, I'm the one in charge, I'll say, this is my property. You just go about your business, okay? Get off of that.
如果我是领导者的话，你们认识我知道我不是完全的，我觉得对罗德讲说，这一块地是我的，你闪远一点去，哪方面去？
As far as I know, God said, Abraham, follow me, not Lord.
你知道，上帝呼召的是我，不是呼召罗德，上帝说叫我去跟随他。
But we are told Abraham was very humble.
可是事实上，你看到圣经讲的说亚伯兰他是很谦卑的。
We are told in Philippians chapter 2, as it describes Abraham, that Philippians 2 tells us in the church that we need to be have a humble attitude towards one another.
腓立比书第二章的时候告诉我们说，我们要存谦卑的心。
Not only was the to the initiative when he was humble, but think of others more highly than yourself, we are told in Philippians chapter 2, because he considered Lot more highly than himself. He said, listen, you make a choice. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. And if you go to the left, I'll go to the right.
他不只是谦卑，你看到他的态度里面，他觉得别人比他强。 他让罗德先选这块地，他说：“你选高，我就往西，选西，我就往东。”
Now that's very risky because I would be like, I will be not very true. But, you know, it is very easy for us to get scared when we think of others more highly than ourselves.
这是一个让人，你知道，把主动权交到别人手上是一件很危险的事情，因为想说他会不会去选那块最好的地。
In other words, we say, look out for number one, and that's not you, it's me.
我们很多时候想说，我们要看的是我们要作为第一，所以是我不是你。
That's the thing about God's way. God's ways are different from the ways of the world.
可是你发现属于神的道路的时候，你这个世界告诉我们是不一样的。
Yeah, many conflicts are fueled by selfish.
很多时候我们人与人之间的冲突是因为我们自己心中的私欲。
But there's something about Abraham we see. He trusts in the sovereign God to take care of matters by doing good.
所以你发现亚伯拉罕他信靠这位神会来为他成就大事，会来带领他。
The reason why Abraham could just sit back and let Lot take the charge because you know that God is sovereign, and even whatever decision that Lot makes, my God is in complete control.
所以亚伯拉罕他能够平安的让罗德先做这个决定，是因为他相信全能的主在他的生命里面会来带领他，会来保守他。
Now that is incredibly freeing for me.
这对我来说是一个让我能够得到自由的一个方式。
I know your friends and family members will say, "What? You're going to allow us to do that to you? Are you not allowing us to do that to you?" You know, when we were living across 355, we used to have a good love. But now we move across 355, life is very good. And there is all kinds of questions.
有时候你会想说， 为什么我要那个人这样来对付我？我明明可以做得更好，可是我现在却要到这样一个情况。
We get all kinds of evil advice to say, leave him alone. Do what you want to do. Take some of the money. Take all the money and go.
我们有时候会听到人对我们建议说，不要管那个人，你就自己看好，你自己把所有的钱都拿走。
Be careful of ungodly advice during conflict.
当你在面对冲突的时候，你要小心，不要去听他那些不是属于神的。
Trust in God and do things His way in faith.
信靠神，做好神喜悦的事情，相信他会来带领你。
We notice how gentle and kind-hearted and a kind of forgiving and merciful spirit we see in Abraham.
然后你发现亚伯拉罕他生命里面一个良善柔和，一个有饶恕的心。
We are told in Proverbs 15 that soft answer turns away wrath.
然后在箴言里面第15章说，柔和的回答使烈怒消退。
I didn't understand it when I was younger, but I noticed that my parents used to shout a lot. Shout.
我年轻的时候对这张经节是非常太了解的，可是我后来发现，我的父母常常在对彼此发怒，对彼此用很大的声音说谎。
I can't imagine, you know, Brother Juan shouting at Annie. I can't imagine that.
我没有办法想象方慧弟兄像他的妻子这样子的。But
I remember when I just got married and used to the shouting, and then my wife just asked
me, 我记得当我刚结婚的时候，在我弟家也很习惯那种大家互相喊来喊去。可是当我太太结婚的时候，我发现我太太是一个很柔和、所亲爱的。 在一个纠纷里面，你需要有两个人才能够。
When I realized that she was getting angry back with me and behaving a certain way, I was like, oh, okay. I have to repent.
当我发现他对我发怒，而且是用柔和的方式来回答我的时候，我发现，哦，原来我需要悔改。
Instead of getting angry and shouting, be gentle.
其发怒或是来吼叫，倒不如来柔和谦卑。
There's another thing which is important. We noticed that the Perizzites and the Canaanites were living in the land. Remember your testimony to unbelievers.
记得我们在外人中间，我们要做神的见证。在这里，亚伯兰他是在迦南人和比利人中间。
We are told in 1 Peter that we appear as light to those outside of Christ.
在彼得书里面，我们是在外人当中是作为光。
I remember one of my friends who they were having marital conflict and husband cheated and doing all kinds of stuff and people saying maybe you know time for divorce and she said, what will the unbelieving neighbors say? They know that we are Christians.
我记得我一对朋友，那时候他们在婚姻里面有问题，先生那时候有外遇，那时候。 大家都知道他们讲说，你们赶快准备离婚吧。那个太太说，这样子外面的人会怎么想？But
she prayed. She asked the believers to pray.
所以她请求教会的人为她祷告，她也自己来到神面前祷告。And
their marriage is still going strong.
然后上帝就挽救了他们的婚姻。God
is healing the husband.
上帝来医治这位先生。And
so if you're in conflict, bring it to the church. Now bring it to pastors and the deacons, and let's pray. Let's knock him. I can't hurt them in prayer.
如果你在神里面碰到冲突的时候，把它带来教会，与你的教会的牧师长者分享，我们一起来祷告。
There's some sub-themes that I see here on wealth, because there's much to say in Christendom about wealth.
那这里面我们也学到一些跟财富有关的东西，因为我们在我们生命里面有常常会对于财富学到一些功课。
And the first thing we want to say is that nothing is wrong in being rich. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, we are told that Paul encouraged those who are rich to command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, that is prideful, not to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy.
在提摩太前书，你发现保罗在吩咐人说，照那些今世富有的人，不要心高气傲，也不要寄望在不动的财富上，却要仰望那厚赐百物给我们享用的神。You
see, the problem is not we have riches. Problem is when riches have us.
所以问题不在于我们有多少钱，而是在于当我们被那个金钱所辖制的时候。And
thus, wealth can be a blessing because we can use it. And we can use it to build the church. Physical church, but it also could be a curse. Oh, have you seen
Tony, I haven't seen him at church in a month. What is he doing? Oh, he's busy working, he's getting more money now, he's busy
working.
In fact, to divide families. Unfortunately, we live in a time, even in among some of those pulpits, are preaching what we call the prosperity gospel. But they are saying that God wants you to be happy, wealthy, and wise. I guess for some of us, we are not that wealthy, so we are not that wise. The Bible tells us that primarily in the New Testament that we are rich in Christ. Which one of the riches would you want? The material or the spiritual? Ephesians 1 says that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
以弗所书告诉我们说，神已经把这属天属地的福分都交给我们。
Our riches are not earthbound, but they are heavenly.
我们生命的财富不是在这个世界上的，是属于天上的。
We don't have to worry about material things.
我们不需要为我们周遭我们每天的生活的所需来忧郁。
Because in Matthew chapter 6, God said He will take care of us.
因为在马太福音第六章，上帝说他会来看顾你。
And lastly, the last section, decision making.
就我们要来看一下，怎么样来做这样的决定。
If you're familiar with the story of Lot, we know that his life had a sad ending.
如果你知道罗德的故事的时候，你知道他最后的结局是一个悲剧收场。
Because in the next chapter, where he was living, he was swallowed up, captured by the enemy.
你发现他在他的生命里面，他住在这样的罪恶城市里面，他被敌人所攻击。
And we are also told that Abraham had to be the one to go rescue him from the enemy.
你看到，甚至到后来，亚伯兰需要来拯救、来救助他的侄子罗德。
And a few more chapters over, we are told that Abraham had to be interceding for where he was living because God was supposed to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah for their sexual immorality.
甚至你看到最后面，亚伯兰还要为着索多玛这城来代求，因为这个索多玛罪恶极深，上帝要毁灭这座城。
And even when the angel held his hand, he didn't even want to be.
甚至当上帝的天使要来带领罗德出这个城的时候，他甚至不想要离开这座城。
And lastly, we are told that even after he left with his daughter, his wife looked back, she turned into a pillar of salt, but his daughter committed incense with him. As in living that kind of lifestyle, they were affected by it. And you have the people of Amnon and Moabites.
你看到，甚至罗德的妻子在离开的时候回头一望，变成了严肃，甚至他到后来罗德与他的儿女。与他的女儿发生性关系，生了后来的摩押人跟亚门人。
So we need to be careful when we make decisions. Let's not make them on the basis of mere pleasure and economics.
所以，当我们在做决定的时候，我们要小心，不要因着我们自我的满足，或是为了周遭经济的环境来做这样的决定。
Let's not primarily look at what pleasure this thing is going to give me, or what money I'm going to make, but let us seek God and His direction. I don't need to be
concerned. 不要想说我做这个决定怎么样能够让来取悦我，或怎么样能够让我更好，而是要想说上帝的旨意是什么，上帝要我怎么做。
The life of faith involves living by faith and not by sight.
一个信心的生活告诉我们说，我们活着是要靠信心来做决定，而不是靠我们眼前所见。
You see, Lot chose what pleasure he could get, but Abraham trusted in God.
你发现罗德所做的决定是他所眼前所见的，觉得是对他最好的决定。可是亚伯兰在做决定的时候，他是信靠神。
The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but leads to what? Destruction.
圣经里面告诉我们说，罪恶来引导我们进入到毁灭当中。
Maybe you made some foolish decisions too, just like me.
可能你像我一样，以前做过一些愚蠢的决定。
Maybe you're in your own Sodom and Gomorrah right now.
可能你现在活在索多玛或者摩拉当中。
Life is miserable.
你的生命可能是困苦的。
There is repentance to get back on track.
那当你愿意悔改的时候，神就会带领你。
Maybe sometimes we are tempted to, you know what, to leave our families and go work far away.
有时候你可能会想说，我必须要离开我的家人，到一个比较远的地方去工作。
Yes, maybe God wants to do that. Take your family, but seek God first.
神可能会让你这样做，可是在你做任何决定之前，先来寻求他的旨意。
Yeah, many families are torn apart just like Lot because we make a monetary decision. Not a spiritual faith like faith.
很多家庭就因此这样子而被拆毁，就好像罗德一样，因为你做决定的时候是因着金钱、经济上的关系来做决定，而不是一个属灵的背景来做决定。
So as we wrap up, we see that the life of faith involves one as it's a call to follow God, Remember that God will take care of us.
来信靠上帝会来带领我们。
Yes, it doesn't mean that you won't have problems. The road is narrow.
这边并不代表说你生命里面就没有问题。
But you can solve the problems in faith.
而你知道，因着神的恩典，你可以来解决这样的问题。
If God has blessed you with wealth, don't let the wealth control you, but you control the wealth to use it for your kingdom.
如果上帝赐福你，给你财富，不要让财富来辖制你，而你要来使用这个财富来建立神的国。
And just as though God was there when Abraham made a decision or Lot made a decision, open that he would, or she would consult. Let us make sure that we consult God in a decision.
就好像罗德在做决定的时候，亚伯拉罕希望罗德能够来寻求神。当我们在做决定的时候，我们要来寻求他的旨意。
You know, maybe you're here today and you're not living the life of faith, but you're living the life of in the flesh or the life of sight.
可能你今天在生命里面生活的时候，靠的不是信心，靠的是你眼睛所见，眼前所见的，或是你对你自己身体最好。
We're told by God, the Lord Jesus Christ, when He called His disciples, He said, "You want to follow Me? You have to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Me."
你发现当耶稣来呼召他的门徒的时候，他说：“你们要背起你的十字架来跟随我。”
The Christ life is the best life of all.
属于基督的生命是最好的生命。
God promised to take care of His own.
神应许说他会带领属于他的人。
Not an easy journey.
这不是一个简单的旅程。
There are turmoils on this journey.
在当中会碰到苦难。
But He promised never to leave us or forsake.
但是他应许他从不丢弃我或离开我。
I love when the evil boys, when they were thrown into the fire in the story in Daniel, but Jesus was with them. He is in the midst of the fire.
我喜欢但以理书里面，当但以理的朋友被丢进火坑的时候，上帝与他们同在。
So there's an invitation to come and join us on this journey of faith.
所以这是一个邀请，邀请大家来进入到这样一个信心的旅程。
Jesus is still calling people, whosoever will may come.
耶稣今天还是在呼召你们，若是你愿意，就可以来跟随他。
Have you ever trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior?
你有没有相信他是你生命当中的救主呢？
Now is the day of salvation. If you hear His voice, do not harden.
今天是拯救的一天，当你听到他的话语的时候，不要刚硬你的心。
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.
当信靠主耶稣，你和你一家就必得救。
That's right.What a journey! Lord, you have been faithful. You have brought us thus far. And you have protected us. And you have walked us through the difficulties, relational difficulties.
你在我们生命当中困难里面带领我们，不管是人际上还是其他事情上。
Sometimes we have done things our own way.
有时候我们按照我们自己的主意来做事。
But we thank you for your forgiveness in Christ.
但是我们感谢你，因为是在耶稣基督里面饶恕我们。
We thank you for what you have entrusted to us. Help us to use this blessing for your kingdom.
我们感谢你，因为你给予我们，让我们能够来管理这个世界。
Lord, help us to make decisions according to your spirit leading, according to your word. Don't seek your face, O God.
帮助我们当我们做决定的时候，我们是来到你面前来寻求你的旨意。
I pray for those who are here who don't have that relationship with you, like Abraham had that relationship with you.
为了向我们当中的朋友来祷告，祝他们与你还没有这样一个关系的时候，的确来引导他们。
That your spirit will convict them of their sins and that they will trust their life over to you. And that we can say like the Apostle Paul, the life that I live in the faith, in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who died for me.
就像保罗说，他过去是借着肉体而活，他现在是因着主耶稣基督而活。
Help us, O God, to live by faith
and not by sight.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.